This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and for this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves underneath thy mighty hand tonight. There's a thanking and a praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. There's a thanking and a praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, right now, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. I thank you, precious Father, that besides thee, there is love and worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I decrease, that the spirit of the Lord in me increase. Anoint these lips of clay. Hide me behind Calvary's cross. In the name of Jesus, pray for your heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties and anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forward. Let the word of God go forward with clarity as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. And precious Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor from this day forward. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 3 through 5, and also 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verse 12. And the word of God reads in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 through 5. But though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. In 1 Timothy 6, verses 12. And it says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you are also called. Hallelujah. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his word. We were called to be spiritual warriors in God's kingdom. We are soldiers in the army of God. My brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, I'd like that you pray for us and with us as we talk about fight the good fight, of faith. People of God, if you want to win the battle of life, we must cling to what we know is true. And the only thing we know is true is what God says. Many believers of Christ have the misconception that walking by faith means that they should be able to effortlessly glide all the way to God's destination for their lives without no hiccups or struggles along the way. Well, I stop by and let you know tonight that we must fight the good fight of faith. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, again it says, fight the good fight. Lay hold on eternal life. This is the clause of the verse of scriptures. Beloved, the path of faith often requires the fight to see it through all the way to completion. As a child of God, if you are under spiritual attack, then it is time for you to fight back. Child of God, you can no longer sit idle by and let the enemy, the devil, steal your joy, your peace. In the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 19, Bible says, behold, I give unto you power, authority to tread upon scorpions, upon serpents, and upon scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means will hurt you. Fight the good fight of faith, beloved, to defeat the enemy, the devil, the one who come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. The devil and take back everything he has stolen from you. You have to enter into an active combat. You can no longer be idle on the sidelines just watching what is happening. No believer of Christ, there are no spectators. There are no spectators. In the kingdom of God, there are only participators. Warfare prayer is one of the most powerful weapons at our disposal, as we must pull down the stronghold of the enemy. Hallelujah. Yes, believer of Christ, it is time to fight. It is time to take back what the enemy stole from you. It is time, excuse me, to silence your accuser. We know the devil is the accuser of the brethren. It is time to silence your accuser by using the word of God. Bible says in Ephesians 6, verse 12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against powers, against principalities, against the rulers of the darkness of this age or this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Are you fighting the good fight of faith? Talking to the believer of Christ, a child of God. Ephesians 6, verse 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. In order for us to be strong in the Lord, we must wait on him. Isaiah 40, 31 says, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Again, my brother and sister, tonight we are talking about fighting the good fight of faith. Yes, we are in this world, but we're not of it. We are ambassadors for Christ. But while we're here in this world, we are not immune to the setbacks. Hallelujah. We are not immune to the setback in order to make a big comeback. So we know we need God in our lives. We need him in the morning. We need him at noontime. We need him in the midnight hour. Bible says that we can't do nothing without him. So believer in Christ, to fight the good fight of faith, it means that you are abiding in the word by faith, regardless of what you feel or what you think you understand. Jesus said in his word, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you are indeed my disciple. So fight the good fight of faith. We don't do this with physical strength, but we do this by putting on the whole armor of God that we'll be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We know the devil goes as a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So beloved, to fight the good fight of faith, it means that we must stand firmly anchored in the word of God and in the power of the Holy Spirit, reckoning ourselves dead to our feelings and our human reason, not letting sin rule in our mortal body, while obeying its lusts. We have to do what Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, where it says, if any man desire to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross on a daily basis, and follow me. Fight the good fight of faith. It is a call to action. It is a call to spiritual battle. Put on the whole armor of God here tonight. Put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, your loins girded with truth, your foot shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Put on the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray. Pray in the morning, in the noontime. Pray at night. Pray during, throughout the day. Not always audibly, but you have your mind on Jesus throughout the day. Yes, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus, he is the way maker. Jesus, he's the way, the truth, and the life. He shed his blood for the remission of our sins. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are called to be spiritual warriors in God's kingdom, to fight the good fight of faith. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are soldiers in the army of God. We've been drafted in to the family of God. So fight the good fight of faith. Beloved, the purpose of an army in the natural, it is to ensure freedom and liberty. The purpose of an army in a spiritual sense is to battle, hallelujah, is to help us overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Remember, without these things, we would live under another's dominion or domination. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, in 2021, in the spiritual world, the battle over world damnation or domination has already been fought and won by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But yet, Satan leases on this world have not run out yet. So we still have to contend with him for a little while longer. We can, however, take comfort in the fact of knowing that we don't have to fight him alone. God says, I'm with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But we do, however, brothers and sisters in Christ, as followers of Christ, we have to fight the good fight of faith in order to walk in the victory that have already been won. Fight the good fight of faith, people of God. We as Christians can sometimes get tired of the constant battle that comes with our faith walk. That's why the Bible says, asking God to dispatch ministering angels, because he cared for us to dispatch archangels as they position themselves to fight our battles. For the battle is not ours, but the battle is the Lord. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 4, it says, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal of the flesh, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in. For the battle is the Lord. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4 says, for the weapon of our warfare, our spiritual warfare, are not carnal, not fleshly, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So let's fight the good fight of faith. Yes, children of God, we have been called into God's army for a purpose, God's purpose. His purpose is for us to walk in this world as children of light and to declare the good news of the gospel wherever we go. Oh, what a privilege it is. Because God knows best. He knows what it takes in order to grow us, in order to use us for his glory. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the God that we serve, he is our all in all. We have been called to fulfill the Great Commission as ambassador for Christ. We cannot do it. We cannot do this without a fight. You see, the devil, our enemy, will try to stop us in any way he can. But he doesn't have the authority to stop us. Yes, my brothers and sisters, remember this. Satan is the accuser of the brethren. John 10:10 said, he come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So our job as ambassadors for Christ is to go to the highways and the byways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let's get busy in 2021. Even though we're in a pandemic, let's still do what God wants us to do. That is to keep fighting the good fight of faith, to witness and tell others about Jesus. Yes, child of God, it is a good fight. You see, a good fight is a fight that you win. Yes, win this to win it. Win it to make it all the way to heaven. Bible says in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. It was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. So fight the good fight of faith. You must never give up as a child of God. Never give up because the stakes are too high. You have come this far by faith. Quitting is not an option. To quit is to admit defeat. So we're not here, hallelujah, we're not here to quit. We're here because we're too legit to quit. And this is what MC Hammer said. But the word of God has encouraged us to go forward in the things of God. As Romans 8:28 said, but we know all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Yes, we've been created on purpose, for a purpose. So believer of Christ, we must understand that as an army, as a soldier in the army of God, we must go into battle with the proper training and equipment. Yes, God will equip us to do what he has called us to do. He will not send us to battle without first being trained. That's why the trials and the tribulation comes our way, not to punish us, but to make us stronger in him, to build up our faith in the Lord. So beloved, in the natural, when we look around, in the natural military, all soldiers has to go through a course of training before they receive an assignment. During this time, they go through a very rigorous physical and mental time of training. Well, the sole purpose of this training is to get them prepared and ready to do their job and to be properly equipped to do whatever it takes to get the job done, even under the harshest environment and condition. You see their very lives and the lives of their fellow soldiers can and will depend on them during that job and doing it well. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, training is needed in the natural. Training is needed in the spiritual realm. One thing about God, he won't put on you more than what you can bear. But we all in a process in 2021 as born again believers of Christ. God is on the potter's wheel. He has stripped us. He's molding us into the image of his son, Jesus Christ. So we must cast all our cares upon him, for he cared for us. We must stand on the word that says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are in a fight, a fixed fight. We know we have the victory because Jesus defeated the devil, went down, stripped his keys, was placed in a borrowed tomb. It says, death, where is your sting? Jesus, he conquered death, the grave, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us, egging us on to go on a little bit further in the things of God. So again, for a reminder, the sole purpose of in the natural for people in the military is to get them ready and prepare to do their job. And to be properly equipped to do whatever it takes to get the job done, even under harsh conditions and environment. You see, because their very lives and the life of their fellow soldiers can and will depend on them during their job and doing their job very well. So brothers and sisters tonight, we are talking about the good fight of faith. Not quitting, but going forward.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live for real.
Live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
While yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live for real.
Live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
I hear you talk about what Jesus did for you. Live it for real. Spread your
for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real.
Of the gospel of her truth. God is God all by himself. Oh, yes, he is. So we must learn. We must be prepared to learn to do spiritual battle as a fully trained and equipped soldier of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, beloved, remember that God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. You see, fear will not dominate us because we know that fear is not of God. Fear is of the devil. Anxiety will not deter us. Child of God, we are not doing physical battle, such as the military soldiers do in the natural. We are doing spiritual battle. And the training we do is in the spiritual realm. That's why prayer is so important. Intercessory prayer, standing in a gap for others as well as ourselves. You see, the weapons we use are God's weapon and armor. Here in the book, again, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 13 through 18. Again, it says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waists with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your foot shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, of the devil, and take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching there unto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about fighting the good fight of faith. Beloved, faith in God. It is not passive. Oh, no, it's not. But rather, it has an aggressive edge to it that stands up and fights for the cause of Jesus Christ. This fighting faith, it keeps us from falling. It keeps us from failing. It keeps us from backsliding. We are reminded again of what the word says in 1 Timothy 6, verse 12. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you are called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. So, beloved, faith, that fight, has three clear components to it. And it is motivated. Faith that fights It is motivated to cross the finish line and to complete the race of life. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 7, here the Apostle Paul gives a testimony. He said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Here the Apostle Paul is encouraging this young preacher by the name of Timothy. He's telling them and giving them instruction and giving them encouragement to let them know that he have finished, he have fought the good fight. He have finished the race. He have kept the faith. The Bible says that God is no respecter of person. He did it for Paul, he can do it for Timothy. He did it for Timothy, he can do it for you. He can do it for me. How determined are you to fight the good fight of faith? Don't back up. Don't quit. Don't back up looking for a hole like a crawfish in Louisiana. No, go forward with determination of knowing that if God be for me, for what can be against me? Sure, the waters may rise, the winds may blow. Sure, there'll be some ups and there'll be some downs. But remember what the word says. God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. In other words, he's in there in the fight with us. Jesus said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So, beloved, this type of faith, of fight, this type of fight is contending for eternity. This type of faith and the fight, it is for us to have a pit bull type of mentality that will not allow the enemy to trip us up and cause us to fail and not cross the finish line. As a child of God, faith that fights, again, is not passive. It is aggressive. Real faith, not that counterfeit faith. I'm talking about a real faith as a born-again believer. Real faith in your life will fight. It has some ups again and down, but it has some ups and go with it. It may fail at times, but it is never down and out. Have you ever seen a boxer that was boxing in a ring? And he's boxing with the opponent. And the opponent may hit him, give him a left jab or a right cross and hit him square on his jaw. And he'll fall to the canvas. Referee start counting the 10 count. He may not get up on the first count, second count, third count, fourth count, fifth count. But around the eighth count, all of a sudden the second wind kick in and he jumps up. He got knocked down, but he was not knocked out. And at times, even in the spiritual realm, in our spiritual walk with God, there'll be times when we'll get knocked down, but we're not out of the fight. We spring back up and say, Lord, forgive me. I need your strength. Bible says, again in Isaiah 40 and 31, for those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Yes, my brothers and sisters, tonight we're talking about fighting. Fight the good fight of faith. Here in the book of Psalms 34, verse 24, In the book of Psalm 37, verse 24, it says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Oh, what a blessing to know that even when we fall, even when we miss the mark, God is right there, utterly, hallelujah, he's there to uphold us with his hand. Isn't that a blessing? God is always watching. And angels. God is always watching. And angels always looking. But if God sees us on what we go through, remember, he won't put on us more than we can bear. But he's so close to us. Bible says if we draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to us. We must do it in truth, in honesty. Be right with him. Don't hold back. If you miss it, ask him to forgive you. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, people of God, this preacher by the name of Robert Schuller, he had a quote that says, tough times never last, but tough people do. I'm going to say it again for those that need encouragement tonight. Tough times never last, but tough people do. We may be in a pandemic in 2021. It started in 2020. But we know that in God's time, there is an expiration date for this pandemic. God knows when, but all we got to do is, it may seem as if it's tough times right now, but we must be determined. Our mind must be made up. Our heart must be fixed. That the world is behind us and the cross is before us. That with God on our side, all things are possible to them that believe. See, the word of God tells us again when it comes to about our enemy, when it comes to talking about the devil in John 10:10, the eighth clause of the verse says that the thief cometh not except to kill and to destroy. That's what the devil does. But Jesus, conjunction, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, what a blessing. Jesus, we are thankful tonight and grateful for what he did, shedding his blood for the remission of our sins. Bible says, without no shedding of blood, there will be no remission of sin. So child of God, we in 2021, we must put on the whole armor of God that will be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. And we must live peacefully at all costs with all men, women, boy, and girl. As a child of God, remember, wants to build us up in the faith. He wants us to be a peacemaker with mankind. But you need, I need, every believer of Christ need the courage of God in order to fight the good fight of faith. Here the Bible says in the book of 1 Peter 5:8-9, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him. Stand steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same suffering are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. fight the good fight of faith. You see, faith, it is a shield that protects from Satan's attacks. Bible says in Ephesians 6, verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. So, beloved, faith here, it is firm confidence, having firm confidence in the Lord and in his word. You see, when temptation burns, when circumstances are unfavorable, when doubts hit, and when shipwreck threatens, faith looks up and says, I believe, I believe, I believe God. It is motivated by a hope, by the highest states of eternity. Lay hold on eternal life. Yes, believer of Christ, we are called to eternal life because 2 Peter 3 verse 9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count it slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repent. So, beloved, living life just for the here and now, it is a fate of life policy. You see, our decision needs to reflect that we are eternal beings with an eternal destination. This is something that we must never want to lose sight of in our whole lifetime. So fight the good fight of faith to defend our testimony. See here, the Apostle Paul, he reminds us as born-again believers of Christ, again here in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, where he says, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, to which you are also called, and having confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Child of God, you have confessed to others that you are now a believer, a Christian. You are called to follow Jesus. So don't give up and don't give in. Don't quit and don't go back to the world again. Fight the good fight of faith in 2021 and beyond. You see, our faith, it looks to God for an answer to our temptation, our weakness, because we want to defend God's honor over our lives. Fighting the fight of faith. You see, faith believes in the cause. Fighting faith is faith that reaches out to win those who have no faith. It is a faith that works by love for the cause of Jesus Christ. So, beloved, we are fighting for laying hold of eternal life. Remember, brothers and sisters of Christ, to be able to fight anything in the spiritual realm, we have to know the word of God on that particular subject. Child of God, you have to be prepared to use and know God's word for yourself. Just don't be hearers of the word, but be doers of the word of God. So, beloved, our faith is only useful to us if we use it. Believer of Christ, God has at his disposal and has made it available to us. He has angels, powerful words, access to places, people and things. We need to win our fight. So fight the good fight of faith here tonight. Yes, believer of Christ, the way we access and operate all of these things is through faith. Remember, faith is what pleases God. Bible says in the book of Romans 10, verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, beloved, always remember that God's truth is an armor for our life and a constant in the consistent and constant changing world. You see, the battle in our lives cannot be won by lies. All we can do is to cling to what we know is true. Yes, let God be true, and every man a liar. Fight the good fight of faith. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your teaching tonight. We thank you, precious Father, that the word of God has went forth. Let it land on good ground, bring back 3,600-fold blessings into people's lives. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that message today. Fight the good fight of faith. We all have to have faith in order to believe in God, so, and to see his works manifested in our lives. So if you've enjoyed this message, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you listen to us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Standard Time. Also, if you have questions, if you have comments, if you have topics you'd like to hear discussed, please write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. We love you. God loves you. And God willing, we will be back with you again on Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless. Good night.